Okay, so the next part of the sugya of Birchas HaTorah is going to relate to the types of Torah that require Birchas HaTorah. So within, right, this part of the sugya of types of Torah which require Birchas HaTorah, again, there are going to be two different issues. There's going to be the types of Torah itself, and a separate issue about the types of Limud HaTorah. Okay? So again, starting with the different types of Torah, because that's the part which is in the Gemara, and then afterwards we'll get to the types of Limud HaTorah that is discussed by later Mepharshim. So in terms of the types of Torah itself, this is one of the issues discussed by the Gemara. Kif you have it, Yud Aleph and Beis. It's a whole range of Amarayim, different shittos about which types of Torah require Birchas HaTorah, and we're going to have to really analyze, right, what is the basis of all of these shittos. We'll start with shittos Rav Huna. Stop there for now. Shittos Rav Huna is that what? What is the only type of Torah that requires Birchas HaTorah? Mikra, i.e., Psukim, Chumash. Oh. So again, like with basically everything in this Shittah, really have to take a step back and try to understand what is the basis of the Shittah, right? What is the basis of the Shittah in light of the different Mahalchim regarding the nature of Birchas HaTorah? So again, which Mahalach, you know, pertaining to the nature of Birchas HaTorah, right, is more easily able to explain why you would limit, why Rav Huna would limit Birchas HaTorah to Davka Mikra. What do you say? Shevach. Within Birchas HaMitzvah, it's actually very difficult. Within Birchas HaMitzvah, the question is, what do you mean? There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah for all types of Torah. You hear what I'm saying, Kivi? So from the perspective of Birchas HaMitzvah, the question is much stronger, because every type, whether you're learning Mishnah or Gemara or Tanakh, whatever it is, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the easier way to understand this limitation is within Birchas HaShevach. Which Achron did I have you see this morning who explains that, once you take a form of Birchas HaShevach approach to Birchas HaTorah, you can explain the limitation to Pesukim? Who was that? And remember? The Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha says, a raya to the Yisod, that Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. But it's rather this, we didn't say this, but it's really the Birchas HaShevach that when you're engaging with the Chafz Shel Torah, right, Kishem Hashem Akra, right, you have a Chiyav to be Mivarech. So Emek Bracha says, a raya to that are these Shittos. The fact that you have a Shitta which limits, right, which limits Birchas HaTorah to Psukim, says they make a bracha, that can only make sense if you say, it's a din and shevach, kishem Hashem ekra, havu godol kin. So then maybe kishem Hashem ekra is limited to actual psukim. So the Emek Bracha says that the way to justify the shita of Rav Huna is specifically within the Birchas HaShevach approach, since it's about kishem Hashem ekra, that's davka psukim, and then you have a chiyav of Birchas HaShevach, havu godol lelokin. In similar fashion to the Emek Bracha, I once heard my father-in-law giving a shiur in Birchas HaTorah, and he said, similar along the same lines, that, remember, who understood that, in terms of why Kishem Hashem Ekra refers to Talmud Torah? The Ramban, and later, the Marsha. And they said, why is Kishem Hashem Ekra a reference to Talmud Torah? Because, right, because the Torah is comprised of Shmosav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. So my father-in-law said, if the Yisod of Kishem Hashem Ekra is based on Shmosav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, what part of Torah is comprised of Shmosav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's only Torah Shebechsav. That's only Mikra. So again, along the lines of the Emek Bracha, said if you understand, so my father was explaining, if you understand Kishem Hashem Ekra, we're looking right the Pashas, that when you're engaging with the Shmosav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, then it's Chiyav of Shevach, so maybe it's Davka Shmosav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is Mikra. So again, so Adkan explaining the Shita Rav Huna within the Birchas HaShevach approach. Now we're going to have to understand how in the world is Rav Huna going to be understood within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. Yeah.
The one thing that David and I were wondering about during Shira, during Seder about that is we realized that the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only applies to Chumash. So then what do you say about the rest of the Mikra?
Yeah, so the question is... interesting. You're saying when Rav Huna says Mikra, is that all of Tanakh or just Torah? And if he means all of Tanakh, but yet Shmosav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu could be limited to Chumash, then that might not work as well.
Right, and presumably everybody, the Gemara doesn't seem to make a chalak between different
parts of the right. It goes to Meh.
On Hey, it makes it
correct, but in the context of the Torah.
Right.
I mean, Rav Huna seems to, right, he draws the line between Mikra and Medrash.
Saying on Hey, it goes to Mikra.
Correct. You're right. You're right. Yeah, 100%. That's a good Ara. But in this context, you don't see that Chalak. That's an interesting... You're right. A lot of the Rav, which we'll get to very soon. That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting Ara.
The Ramban does say the term Kol Torakuba, but I don't
know... When he says Shmuel Zer Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu?
I don't know what he's referring to.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So again, I think it's an open question whether Shmuel Zer Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu is limited to Chumash. That's an interesting question. I'm not sure. It's a good Ara. So now getting to Birchas HaMitzvah. As you pointed out, if... Trying to understand Rav Huna within Birchas the Mitzvah becomes difficult because the Mitzvah of Birchas of Talmud Torah applies to all types of Torah. If anything, as the Imik Bracha says, perhaps the Iker Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is by Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? When the Imik Bracha says it, he has one line where he says, "Inema dechiyuvah de Birchas haTorah hu ala Mitzvah shalim in haTorah imkin adaraba hayatzarach lios achiyuv bracha al Torah Shebaal Peh." Yoser mi Torah shemichsav, the ikar liman haTorah Torah shebal peh, shemimena hora yotza. So, Imam Bracha just highlights within the Birchas haTorah, within the Birchas haMitzvah approach, this sheet of Rav Huna becomes very difficult because if anything, right, you could say that there's more of a mitzvah by Torah shebal peh than even by Torah shemichsav. So, how are you going to deal with this?
And if it's a shevach,
so I said if it's a shevach, then you could say oh, only certain types of Torah require that shevach.
Why?
Because kishem Hashem ekra. Davka, when you're, you know, when you're Shem Hashem, which Pashas is referring to actual Torah, maybe only that requires a Shavach. So getting back to Birchas HaMitzvah, how are you going to understand? So one approach, one answer is simply to say, it doesn't align. And he says, all the Rishonim, right, who say Birchas HaMitzvah, again, they're talking La'alacha. And La'alacha, do we pass them like Rav Huna? No. So there's no chiyuv to align all of the Rishonim who adopt, or all of the Mefarshim who adopt the Birchas HaMitzvah approach with the Shita that we don't paskin like. So again, you would like to be able to explain Rav Huna in some way. So we have the Birchas HaShavach to explain Rav Huna. Right, as long as you explain Rav Huna one way, you're good. Since we don't paskin like him, you're not forced to say that all the Shitos who adopt the Birchas HaMitzvah approach like, are automatically going to have to be able to account for Rav Huna. Maybe they're going to say, Hagufa, right? When we reject Rav Huna, right? When we paskin that all types of Torah require Birchas HaTorah, maybe it's Hagufa because we hold that it's Midin Birchas HaMitzvah. And once Birchas HaMitzvah, in Mela, you have to do all types of Torah. So again, answer number one is that maybe in a Konami, Rav Huna doesn't align with the Shita of Birchas HaMitzvah. Oh, there's so many Rishonim saying Birchas HaMitzvah. Yeah, we don't paskin like Rav Huna anyways. So there's no need to align them. That is one halach. But the Rav, beautifully, has a different halach. To explain that even, you can even understand Shitas Rav Huna within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. What's the idea of the Rav? In the day, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, you should need a bracha on any kiyum of Talmud Torah. So why would you limit the Birchas HaMitzvah of Birchas HaTorah Davka to Mikra? What does the Rav say in Rishimos? What?
It's more
chashuv. What? That's the key. The key is the Maisa Mitzvah. Very important yisod. Right? The Rav has this yisod. That Birchos HaMitzvah, not all mitzvahs have a Birchos HaMitzvah. Birchos HaMitzvah, argues the Rav, is limited to the two mitzvahs which entail a concrete Maisa Mitzvah. Only when there's a concrete Maisa Mitzvah is there a Birchos HaMitzvah. So, and then, that's Nekuda number one. Nekuda number two is, says the Rav, why again, keep it to get to the Rav, why is there a difference in the Maisa Mitzvah of Torah Shemachsav, Torah Shabbat Peh? What's the chiluk?
That Torah
Shabbat
Peh is only a
Behavana.
I mean, you're only
yotzi
to the Mitzvah,
not Torah Behavana. Exactly. The Maisa Mitzvah, or the Mitzvah of Torah Shabbat Peh, is all taloi on Havana, and that's amorphous. There's no concrete Maisa involved in Havana. That's the Rav should believe. Masha Inkin, what's the Maisa Mitzvah of Torah Shemachsav? A Maisa Kriya. Very important, you said, which we're going to develop right now. So the Rav says, once you understand it's a fundamental chiluk between the Geder HaMitzvah of Limud of Torah Shebichsav, which is a Maisa Kriya, and the Limud of Torah Shebal Peh, which is all Dvarim Shebelev, all Havana Belev. So once you say that, and you assume that a Birchas HaMitzvah is only shayach by a concrete Maisa Mitzvah, so then you can understand why Rav Huna would limit the Birchas HaMitzvah dafka to Mikra. I'd like to spend now a couple minutes bringing the Makoros, some of which the Rav brings, some don't, right? The Makoros, for this is very important. You saw there's a fundamental distinction between the Maisa Mitzvah of Torah Shvechsav, which is a Maisa Kriya, Mashe Inkin, Torah Shebal Peh, which is much more a focus on Havana Belev. What's the earliest Makor for this? Right, Rashi on Daf Hey. This is what Ephraim was recording earlier. Ephraim, would you mind? Everyone turn to Daf Hey. Seems like it's, you know, nice Agadata, but the Rav is Medayek in Rashi. There's a fundamental Yisod coming out here. So again, starting with Amar Rav Levi. Right, so again, this pasuk seems to be mentioning all these different things as part of Matan Torah. So again, the Gemara is going to point out these are the different chalakim of Torah. What are they? Right, that's what Ephraim was referring to before. Again, in this context, the right, we're mechalik between Chumash, Torah, and Nach, and obviously between the Mishnah, etc. And then it continues. Right, all these are part of Torah. Fine. Nice drasha, but the key comes from Rashi. Right, the way Rashi, right, when he's going through these different types of Torah, he basically references a different Maisa associated, different verb associated with the different chalakim of Torah. Starting with Zem Mikra.
Zem Mikra.
So there, Rashi, in the context of Mikra, he's magdir the mitzvah in terms of a kriya b'Torah. Mashe inkein zu mishnah. There is a different verb of isek, right? And also by Gemara. So says the Rav, you see the Diak and Rashi, that Rashi is specifically differentiating between the characterization, between the description of Liman Mikra, which is a Kriya, Masha Inkin by Mishnah and Gemara, that more of a focus on Isek, which he assumes is much more focused on Havana. So right number one to this fundamental chilik between the different, between the Liman of different types of Torah, is this Rashi and Dafe. Yeah.
Shouldn't this Rashi seem to be more like that you would need the Birchas HaMitzvah for Mishnah,
because
the
Girsa
of
our
bracha is last over the
Torah. Yeah.
And Rashi says she's asking
Mishnah. Interesting, yeah. So here Rashi is not in the Sugya of Birchas HaTorah. That's an interesting point. All the Rav is bringing from Rashi is the notion that we're describing the limud of different types of Torah differently. How this translates into Birchas, there are a number of assumptions, right, to this Yisod of the Rav, meaning you also have to assume that a Birchas HaMitzvah is only by a concrete Maisa Mitzvah. There are a number of different, and also you assume that the Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, meaning Rashi could say, oh, you know, Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach, and therefore these Chilukim are in Shayach, but we're just bringing a Raya for that one assumption that there's a fundamental Chiluk between the Limud of different types of Chalakim of Torah. Right? But it's an Ahara, interesting Ahara with the Lashon of Isaac. Oh. Another interesting source for this idea that, you know, for this notion that the Limud Torah could be defined as Maisa Kriya, actually comes from the Tshuvas HaRashba. If you look, you might have been wondering why I put it on the Marmor Comments for today. But the Tshuvas HaRashba, right, very interestingly, right, characterizes Limud Torah as what? What's the Lashon? Yes. Kriya HaTorah. And if you just stop there, you might think, oh, what is the Rashba referring to? Maybe like Kriya B'tzibur. But if you look at the rest of the Tshuva, which we've seen previously, that's what he discusses at the end of the Tshuva. Here, he's clearly referring to Limud HaTorah, but yet he refers to it as Kriyas HaTorah. Yet another raya that the Geder, at least by Mikra, is a Maisa Kriya. But you might then wonder, wait a second, the Rashba is talking La Halacha, right? La Halacha, do we pass in like Rafuna? No. So Papashas, he's referring to all types of Torah as Kriyas HaTorah. So how does that work? If, right, according to this Yisod that we're developing, Kriya is only by Psukim. So why is the Rashba characterizing all Torah in terms of Kriya, if Kriya is only associated with Mikra? Excellent. So the Rashba might be in line with Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, the Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, now even, we'll get to this later, but even the Mishnah, even the Gemara, even the Talmud, are, when we extend, right, Lamaisa, when we extend the chi of Birchas HaTorah to those other chalakim, it's because of the psukim Sheba. Right? So it could be the Rashba is going to accept Rabbi Yonah and say, yeah, the gedder of, you know, the way we're describing the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, which is Mechayev Birchas HaTorah, is Kriyas HaTorah because of the psukim Sheba. So again, this, and again, it's Rashba Shitasa, right? Rashba is a Birchas HaMitzvah person, right? That's the whole context of the Tshuva. So the Rashba, when justifying why Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, he says, why is it a Birchas HaMitzvah? Because it's a Maisa Kriya. Okay, so again, so not only do we have this in Rashi and Daf A, but the Rashba is also, when justifying Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas HaMitzvah, is focusing on there being a Maisa Kriya. Fine. The most famous Raya is a famous one. Might be the most famous Shulchan Aruch Rav out there, right? Very, I'm sure people have heard it before. If not, you'll hear it, you know, in your yeshiva career. The most famous Shulchan Aruch Rav ever is the following Shulchan Aruch Rav, where he has this fundamental chiluk, right, between learning Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So, David, what is the chiluk?
That if you're able to,
that's the beginning, towards the end. Or what's the chiluk between Torah Shebaal Peh? The fundamental chiluk between Torah. Exactly. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if you just read Torah without any Havana, is there a Kiyama Mitzvah? So what does the Shulchan Aruch HaRav say? Yes, by Torah Shebichtav. Says, right, if you're just reading Pesukim, you have no clue what it is. Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Masha'en came by Torah Shebaal Peh. If you don't understand what you're reading, you just, you know, if someone just reading, open up the Gemara and reads it, there's no Mitzvah at all. That is a quoted as a famous raya that there's a fundamental chiluk between the limud haTorah of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. When it comes to Torah Shebichtav, it's a Maisa Kriya. So as long as you perform that Maisa Kriya, boom, mitzvah Talmud Torah. Masha Inkein by Torah Shebaal Peh, it's all about Havana. And since the Ikar is Havana, if you read without understanding, there is no mitzvah at all. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav is probably the best raya, most mefurish raya, to this yisod that the Rav is developing. There's a fundamental chiluk between the Maisa Mitzvah of Torah Shebichtav, which is a Maisa Kriya, and the Maisa Mitzvah by Torah Shebaal Peh, which is all about Havana. What's the best raya to that? Shulchan Aruch HaRav. You have a Maisa Kriya B'li Havana. Yes, Kiyum by Torah Shebichtav. No, Kiyum by Torah Shebaal Peh.
Doesn't he also say
that, good. So what's the kasha?
Says you need
deeper, even by... So now the kasha is, thank you, excellent, right? So the next question is, and this is why I was holding off and he sold David for a second. The beginning of the halacha, right, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that really you should have a kriya even by what? Even by Torah Shebaal Peh. So the question has that word. If you just told me at the end of the halacha that the Geder HaMitzvah by Torah Shebaal Peh is all about Havana, so then why are you saying that you need a Maisa Kriya even by Torah Shebaal Peh? So I think the Yisod here, and this is where I brought that Rambam, which sounds very random. Sometimes in halacha, you find that even if the mechayev or the geder hamitzvah is not a maisa, right? Sometimes you still need a maisa, but not because the maisa is koveya, but because the maisa helps generate something else. Let's say here. Even if, for the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the koveya for Talmud Torah of Torah Shebaal Peh is what? Is Havana. You still require lechatzchila a kriya to do it out loud. Why, maybe? Not because the geder is the maisa kriya. We see it's not the case. Because when you do it out loud, what does that help with? That helps with Havana. So perhaps if you read both parts of Shulchan Aruch HaRav together, when he says that you require a dibur by Torah Shebaal Peh, it's not because the Geder HaMitzvah is a Maisa Kriya. That's only the Geder by Torah Shebichtav. By Torah Shebaal Peh, the Geder really is the Havana, and you should require a Dibur to basically generate a better Havana. I'll get to your question in a second. Mashal Ma'adar Dome, famous Rambam in the context of Los Achmad. Famous Rambam. Where you have a parallel, not by Mitzvah, but by an Avera. Right? What's the Avera of Los Achmad? To covet, good word, right? To be jealous, to covet someone else's thing. So the famous Shita of the Rambam is that you only violate Los Achmod not when it stays belave, but when you act upon it. When you actually, when your jealousy brings you to get the other person's item. So even though the Rambam, right, this is an Aleph test, right? Hilchos Gzeila, Aleph test. The Rambam says, even though you only violate Lo Sach mode when it brings you to the Maisa of actually getting the Chefetz, it's, you still don't get Malchus. Why, says the Rambam? Why is there no Malchus? Lav Shein Bo Maisa. The Rambam says, that doesn't make any sense. You just said a Tanai in the Lav is that you did the Maisa of Lakitas HaChefetz. But yet, it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Right? The Rambam's Lashon is, in Lecha, right? Lo, says the Rambam, Lo Ra'isi Davar Tema Gadol Mizeh. I've never seen something more, no, bewildering. The Heichan Maisa Gadol Minetilas HaChefetz. What do you mean it's Eimbo Maisa? You need the Maisa Netilas HaChefetz. So what's the famous Hezber of the Rambam?
It's not a, it's
what?
It's not a Maisa in Lo Sach, but it's a Maisa in Muxiva.
No.
It's not a...
Then what's the Mechayev?
The emotion.
Exactly. Famous, the way many Achronim explain, that for the Rambam, why is it Eimbo Maisa? You need a Maisa. The Mechayev is the Chimud belief. Why do you need the Maisa? The Maisa is just a barometer, is a shear, in that you have so much Chimud belief that you're willing to even act upon it. So you, there you see, even though you need a Maisa, but when the it's still going to be a Lav She'im Bo Maisa because the Mechayev is not the Maisa. The Mechayev is the Chimud belief, and the Maisa is just a shear in that you have so much Chimud belief, you're even willing to act upon it.
There's never going to get Malchus.
Exactly. Even though it requires a Maisa in every single case, it's still Be'ikaron, it's still fundamentally Eim Bo Maisa. So flip that for here by in the realm of mitzvahs. Perhaps what the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying is that the Mechayev, or the Kiyama Mitzvah by Talmud Torah, by Torah Shebal Peh, is the Havana. But yet we can still require a Dibur, because the Dibur is going to help facilitate the Havana. Right? So again, I'm just bringing the Rambam as a model that sometimes just because you require a Maisa, that doesn't mean the Maisa is the Koveya, is the Mechayev. Right? It's just sometimes the Maisa is a Tanai to generate the real Mechayev. So in the case of the Rambam, there the Tanai of the Maisa is a shear in your Chimud Belev. Here, maybe the Dibur is a shear in your Havana. So maybe that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds. But really, really, big picture, the Shulchan Aruch Harov is that fundamentally Torah Shebal Peh is about Havana, Torah Shebal Chsav is about Maisa Kriya. Yeah.
I haven't actually seen this Gemara, so I've heard Gemara quoted that there was someone, maybe the mayor's wife, Kriya, that reprimanded someone for not reading out loud.
It could be along the same lines.
Yeah.
That even though it's required as a Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't mean that the Geder is necessarily, you know, Kriya. It could be because, you know, we know, just like when you say things out loud, it's, you know, even psychological studies about certain people, like auditory learners, certain people, like, when they hear it, they're able to, it's, you know, they're better Havana. So it could be, that's what the halacha is. Yeah. So, David?
He says the pasuk of Lo Yamosh Sefer Torah
is Mipicha, yeah.
You don't think that that's describing the same gather for both of them?
What?
You don't think he's saying that as
from the end, meaning... It, right. If I just had the beginning in isolation, I would say it sounds like it's the same.
Right, but once he also says Vayagisabo in there, and also Vigomer. So the fact that he mentions that is, you think that Vayagisabo is the getter for Torah Shebal Peh, and Lo Yomosh is the getter for Torah Shebichsav, and we also
he's not being mechalik. At this point, he's just trying to explain why everything requires mipicha. So I think at this point, he's just bringing the Mipicha to show that, oh, Mipicha plays a role in all Talmud Torah. Later on, he's going to have to say, but don't get confused and think that means because it's the same Geder by both. It really is a fundamental Chilek. Even though they both require Dibur, still, the Dibur, the Kriya, is the Koveya by Torah Shebal Chsav, but really Havana is the Koveya by Torah Shebal Peh. Yeah.
So why is he Medamet to, like, call HaMitzvah please be Dibur? It's like Kiddush and like...
Because Lemaisa, there's a requirement to Dibur.
That's like a din, like by Kiddush, it's a din dibur. It's not that
correct.
It's,
again,
like facilitates your...
You have to understand the hemshach, right? The continuation is clearly says that, you know, is a fundamental... I would have understood, again, Most people just quote the last part. When I remember looking it up, I remember thinking, like, wait a second, I was bothered by the first part, as you guys all are. And that's how I was thinking along the Rambam. But again, in the day, like, you have to understand both. So, again, in the end, it's clear there's a chilik between Kriya and Havana. So, again, in light of that, I think you have to just understand that the beginning, he didn't mean to equate them. He's equating them to Indian Dibur, but the role of Dibur is going to be different. By Torah Shabbat, Dibur Kriya is the Maisa Mitzvah. But by Torah Shabbat Peh, it must be playing a different role, that the Dibur must be contributing towards the Havana. Otherwise, I don't understand. I don't understand how else you can understand the ratio and the Seifa together. Yeah.
Could it be that he says that Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional requirement of understanding?
You're saying that there are two Tanaim? It could be. You could say that. That's the other way of saying it. Yeah. When the Lashon, what is Lashon of Torah Shabbat Peh, Eino Maven Aperush, Eino Neksha, Limud Klau, it sounds like there he's saying it's nothing. Not that, oh, you're missing one out of two, but because Havana is the whole entire thing.
Well, you're missing one out of two, you have nothing.
Okay, I don't know if you have nothing, you don't have it. I think the lesson of like, lo nechshav limud klal sounds like, you know, half does not sound like zero, to quote the Rambam.
You know, so yeah. If that's bad thinking, so then you need to have the Havana, but it doesn't, I guess you're saying it's the whole puzzle, so you can still require both.
Yeah. Okay, and the last raya to this fundamental chiluk between Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Ksav, the Rav brings from the actual Lashonos of Mikra versus Mishnah. Right? It says Mikra is Lashon Kriya, is Diuk, and Mishnah is Lashon Shinun, which is Lashon Havana. So that's the last indication for this chiluk that the Rav brings, is just the Lashonos of Mikra, the way Chazal characterized Torah Shabbat Ksav as Mikra is Lashon Kriya, by the Lashon of Mishnah to characterize Torah Shabbat Peh, Lashon Shinun, Lashon Havana. So in short, right, in order, again, to understand how Rav Huna could work within Torah, within the Birchas HaTorah approach, the Rav has this beautiful Mahalach, that the Koveya for Birchas HaMitzvah is not just, there's a Kiyama Mitzvah, you need a specifically a concrete Maisa Mitzvah, and therefore there's fundamental chiluk between Torah Shabbat Sa and Torah Shabbat Peh, as evidenced by the Rashi and Daf Hei. We have the Rashba, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and then just the Lashonos of Mikra versus Mishnah. Yeah.
How are we to understand the last part of Sifri Gimel when it says that even if you don't understand this, then you should still be Osech?
I think that's just because, like, we talk shalom, meaning it'll you'll eventually get there.
Meaning that's what he says at the end, that it.
No. Well, also, Lavo, Yiski, Lahavim. Yeah, exactly. That's the point. It's like, we talk shalom, Shema, Bala, Shema. Meaning. Oh, I don't. Oh. Oh. It does sound like it's in the future, like, you know, Olam Haba. Remember, it is Lubavitcher Rebbe, so.
What's Lubavitcher Rebbe?
The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is the alt. Yeah. The first. Osid Lavo. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. That, you know, I thought the Pashas meant, like, no, you know, even if you don't understand it now, you'll eventually understand it. And maybe he's saying, even if you'll never understand it, you'll eventually understand it. But again, I think. You still, for him, the Koveya is still that Havana in the end of the day. So whether that Havana is coming in the future in your life.
It's not, right. So only if you would understand later in Olam HaZeh, it makes sense that you said that. Because without it, it's nothing. You said before.
Unless you see, like, Asad Lavo is a continuity of Olam HaZeh. Again, it's, you know, this is beyond my my realm. Okay.
Rav said another shot about
that. Yeah, the Kriyas HaTorah.
Yeah.
I didn't love that one. Yeah, also, how do you understand that?
What's the problem?
How do you understand
because
that?
Because it's very. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're referring to before, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I didn't understand it so much. What was it? That because this is the Torah, which is subject to Kriyas HaTorah
B'Rabim. Yeah, they give him.
It's a Shir Chashivas.
Also, when you really.
Okay. So that would work out more than, I think, like a Birchas HaShavach type approach. Right? Because that's not a Chiluk in Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? That might be more than a Birchas HaShavach. Only like the Spitz type of, yeah. Okay, now I understand Lama Freya. Oh, you said before. Oh. Okay, so Ankan Shitzes Rav Huna, that's Dafka limited to Mikra. So he said either within the Birchas HaShevach, Kishem HaShem Ekra, or, you know, maybe it's only Birchas HaShevach, or maybe within the Rav's Mahalach, you can even understand it within Birchas HaMitzvah. Good. Now let's go on to the other Shitos. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara, Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Akiva, I believe it was you. So after Rav Huna, we have Rav Elazar. So Rav Elazar adds not only Mikra but also Medrash. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. So he has not only it's Mikra, Medrash, and Mishnah, but not Talmud. Then Rava comes along and says, these are our gears. Again, they're different yourselves and different Rishonim that you have to contend with, but just, you know, for now. And then right, Rava comes along and says all that. So now let's look at and analyze what are the basis of these extensions, right? Why is it that Rav Elazar, Rav Yochanan, and Rava, right, extend it past Mikra to include, again, Medrash, Mishnah, and possibly Talmud, you know, each in their own way. So before, we're going to develop four different approaches in the Mefarshim to, again, what's the basis of these Shitas. The first approach was referenced before Rabbeinu Yonah. What's Rabbeinu Yonah's Shita? Exactly. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, first Malach, right, is that it's really because of the Mikra Shebo, which means that these Shitos fundamentally agree with our analysis before. Fundamentally, Birchas HaTorah is only Shayach by Mikra, either because of Birchas HaShevach and it's based on Kishem Hashem Ekra, / Moshe Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, or because of the Birchas HaMitzvah and it's only Shayach to the Maisa Mitzvah of Maisa Kriya of Torah Shebachzav. Either way, all the alumnus we said before, Koyt Rabbein Yonah carries over to these Shitos, because they're saying the only reason why you extend it is because of the Psukim Sheba. So, right, that's the Rabbein Yonah. Let's just like read it inside. Very important Shita. Again, Rabbein Yonah on Heyam Beis Bedapi Arif. Right at each stage, he says, oh, because of the Psukim Sheba. Mary, do you have it? Okay, Heyam Beis Bedapi Arif. Oz Vahadar, I don't know if you have it, is Amud Yudalid. To your master, Rav Yochanan Omer. Right, so the first, right, so Rav Yochanan sends the Mishnah, because Mishnah is also about Psukim. Then Rav Elazar. So again, the Rabbeinu Yonah clearly understands that each of these Shitos are about, right, the Psukim Sheba. And again, in the different Machlokas is, you know, how big of a role does Psukim play in each of these different types of Torah. But again, fundamentally, they agree to the lumdus of Rav Huna, that it's all about Mikra, but they just think that the Yesod of Mikra, Kishem Hashem Ekra, or the Maisa Kriya, extends to these other realms of Torah. So you had Rabbeinu Yonah, and also, which other Rishon said this, at least for some of the Shitos? The Ritzvah, excellent. The Ritzvah within certain of the Shitos, excellent, Shmuel. Do you have, anyone have the Ritzvah? Shmuel, right, sorry, the Ritzvah, right, explaining the, see, the second half is within Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar Omer, Afla Talmud, Tzarech Levarech, says, Sha Talmud Gam Kim Mefarish, Ikari Apsukim. And then Rav Yochanan says, Afla Medrash, says, Shabi Medrash, Gam Kim Lomen Be Apsukim. Right? So again, Ritzvah, not within all Shitos, but within at least the extension to Talmud, and the extension also to Medrash, right, the Ritzvah says that's based on this Rabbeinu Yonah type idea, that's all because of the Mikra Sheba. Fine. That is Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two is found in the Ra'ah. What does the Ra'ah seem to say? Yeah, what does he seem to be focusing on? What? That? Let's look at it inside. You don't have the Ra'ah? You got it, Kivi? See, Dibra Masa Umbra of Huna. So see from the Ra'ah seems to be saying that we're focusing on like different values that each of these types of Torah have, right? Each one has a special value. What is it? What is it? Right, Rav Huna says, oh, because that's the Iker Torah. That's the main part. Okay. Comes along with Rav Elazar, Omer. So again, his justification for Birchas Torah is like, there's something special going on. Oh, this is the Iker Torah in general. This is the Iker of Torah Shabbat Pet. So again, which Mahal, in terms of the Bracha, does that seem to be?
Shabbat.
Exactly. It sounds very much like a birchas shevach. It sounds like the shittas are, you only need to offer shevach by the spitz part of Torahs. Right? So so one shittah is only by the spitz, right? Only, you know, the ikar Torah shevach sap. Or the other one says, no! Mishnah, which is at least the ikar of Torah shevach peh, that also deserves shevach. So again, second mahalach is that it's very, I would say, shevach oriented, and as long as there's something special going on here, that justifies a birchas Torah. So I think the ra'ah, right, for sure falls into the second category, that we're looking for like distinct parts of Torah which deserve added shevach. And the beginning of the ritzvah says this, I think, for the earlier shittos. If you go back to the ritzvah, right within the Rav Huna, limits of Torah Shabbosav, the Torah Shabbosav, the Iker Torah, Ba'leh Tzarech Bracha, very similar to the Ra'an. Then Rav Eliezer Omer, the Mishnah Tzarech Levarach, she Iker Torah Shabbal Pet, Mishum Limud Tamei Amitzos. Again, oh, it's the Iker Torah Shabbal Pet, and it has Tamei Amitzos, right? It sounds like there's something special here that requires some type of Shabbat. So again, the Ra'ah in general and the ritual within the first two shittos, again, seem to be, you know, focusing on that something special associated with these sugim of Torah, and therefore it requires a shevach.
Is this based on the two gemaras that we saw?
In Daf
Hey? Hey and
Yud Aleph? Not sure. Oh, definitely on Yud Aleph. I mean, they're coming to explain the shittos on Yud Aleph.
But when you say something special about
Torah, what are
you...
Meaning the Ritzvah are saying, why are we stopping at Mikra? Right? So they're not saying, oh, because the Psukim is a different Maisa Mitzvah. No. They're just saying, because that's the Iker of Torah. And then the next Shita, which says also Mishnah, because that's the Iker of Torah Shabbat Pet. It's like, why is Iker Koveya Bracha? So I think we're saying, I think the Pichos are saying also, right? Once you understand that a Birchas Torah is a Birchas HaShemach, so you can understand that, yeah, maybe we only need to be mishabeach for the ikar parts of Torah.
But would we say that it's within
kishin or shenakra? Again, maybe in the broader sense of, you need to give shevach for learning Torah, but then you can understand that that extends to lavdavka shmos of shalai kodesh baruch hu, but extends to any very important parts. Meaning, they're going to say shmos of shalai kodesh baruch hu, or kishin Hashem ekra, as referring, is not, that's not the koveya. That's just showing you that you have to be mishabeach for Torah, for important parts of Torah. And therefore, anything which is considered like a very important part of Torah is nichlal in that pasuk. Yeah.
So how did we explain Rabbeinu Yonah?
Yeah, no, Rabbeinu Yonah, the lumdus is Rav Huna. For Rabbeinu Yonah, the lumdus is whatever we said for Rav Huna, why it's tafka mikra, whether that be because of Shmos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's limited to that, or because it's limited to the Maisa Kriya, which is all about, you know, it's all about Mikra. So Rabbi Yonah says that that's not only Pshat and Rav Huna, that's also Pshat and the other ones as well. Okay. The third approach is the Rav. Fascinating Mahalach. Again, because the Rav says, oh, the only time you have a Birchas HaMitzvah, says the Rav, you sowed, is only when there's a concrete Maisa Mitzvah. So you said, that's why you understand Rav Huna. Right? It only applies by Mikra, which is a Maisa Kriya. David, so how is the Rav going to explain the other Shittos? Why? What's the Tzad to have, there's no, by Torah Shabbat Peh, what's the Maisa Mitzvah? So what does the Rav say?
I think more close to the Maisa. Eventually,
which Maisa?
The
that's the key. So says the Rav of Bichidish. Right, by Mikra, the Maisa is the Maisa Limud. By Torah Shabbat Peh, the Limud in Hanami is Havana, that's not a Maisa. But it's the Limud, which is Almanas Lasos, because the limud is going to lead you to Maisa, therefore, because the limud leads you to Maisa, we're magdir, the entire thing is one tahalich, right? It's one process, and therefore the entire thing is considered a Maisa, which gets a bracha. So again, very, very big chiddush, especially because, right, does the limud always lead to the Maisa right away?
No.
No, sometimes it can be years, it can be decades.
Or never,
right? So again, one can ask, why in the world did you ever say that because the limud leads to Maisa 5 years later, even the limud is considered a Maisa Mitzvah. It seems the only reason why you'd connect the limud here to the Maisa, even though they're so far apart, why? Why would you do that? Exactly, because the yisod of limud HaTorah is Almanas Lasos. So since the yisod of limud HaTorah is Almanas Lasos, so that creates the tzeruv. even though it's going to take place 5 years later, or 10 years later, or decades later, but because fundamentally the purpose of the Lima now is to be put into practice into the Lassos later, that's why we can consider them to be one process, even though in the Chahefsek, Gadol Mizu. But fundamentally, because the Lima is the purpose is to lead to the Maisa, therefore we consider them to be one Maisa. Yeah?
I don't know exactly where it is. There's a machlokas whether or not the ikur of learning is...
We'll get this later. Even if it's not the ikur, as long as it's a component, it suffices, right? A very fundamental component of lumod is that if we're to come into practice, if there's a potential, I'd apply it, right? That doesn't mean it's the exclusive, because we've developing all summer, for those who've been here for, right? That there's also a lumod just to develop a kesher kadosh baruch hu. It's not just a hecha timsa to know what to do. We'll get to those makoros by shlo berach b'torah tchila at the end of the sugya. But as long as a fundamental, for sure, there are makoros for this. A fundamental element of limud is that when there's potential, you're not just like intellectually, whatever. Of course, it's there to put into practice when it's possible. It doesn't mean it's the only, it's the exclusive purpose, but it's a fundamental purpose. Yeah. Forget your question. We'll come back. We'll continue. We'll come back. Yeah.
The Asiya that ends up happening is not a key amendment in Talmud Torah.
So what?
It's a birkas mitzvah for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So,
but it's a fascinating thing because this limud, although the limud itself of Torah Shebal Peh is not a ma'isa, because it will lead to concrete ma'isa, it's mugdar as a ma'isa.
Like,
so, you have that by Lavin.
Let's say I wanted to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is in the realm of Lavin, where you have like a dibur, according to many shittos of the Marayim, is not a Maisa, but a dibur, which is maybe lidei Maisa,
yeah,
is considered a Lavin Maisa. So you have this idea that, you know, even if a non Maisa, but if it leads to something concrete, we're even magdir the original thing as a Maisa because of that.
So if I learn Shalom is that a chisaron in the key of Mitzvah Talmud Torah?
Presumably.
So then that makes sense.
Yeah, presumably, for sure. Yeah.
So what about a
Ben Sotomayor or a Ben Sotomayor? Yeah, I think it was Pinchas. Again, it's the category, right? The category, and if you notice the way I was saying it, is that you're learning with in mind that if this comes up, I'm willing to apply it. That's the point. It doesn't mean that it has to come up. You could be learning about a coin. You're not a coin. But the point is, if it were to come up, you'd put it into practice. That's the yisod. The yisod is, I'm not just learning it, it's intellectually stimulating. No, I'm learning it because this is the way I have to live my life. So therefore, if it were to come up, I do it. It doesn't mean that it has to come up, but it means that if it were to come up and it would be applicable to you, you would do it. That's the key of Lomad Amin Aslasis. So if Ben Sora Mora Chas V'Shalom would come up, you would do it. So you don't, you know what I'm saying?
So that makes
the little mode that I'm not just intellectually learning, I'm learning to know what to do if it were to come up.
So we're therefore the magdir.
Even the little mode.
As
yeah. Masa. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Without the connection to that lava point, it would have sounded like impossible to say.
Yeah, but it just hit me when I was saying it. You have this in the sugya of Lav Shema Maisa, just like as we did with the Rambam, right? That's a great analog, right? How we treat, you know, different, you know, Lavin as Yeshua Maisa, Ema Maisa is a good analog for this type of understanding for when do you view, you know, a Maisa to be, a, you know, a mitzvah to be a mitzvah Yeshua Maisa versus Ema Maisa. There'll be a lot of parallels. Okay. The fourth and probably simplest mahalach for why, what is the easiest way to understand, let's say at least for sure, the Shita of Rava, that all types of Torah require Birchas HaTorah? Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? So the fourth and simplest understanding, the reason why Rava requires Birchas HaTorah for all types of Torah is because Birchas HaMitzvah. And once the Birchas HaMitzvah and all types of Torah represent a Kiyum and Talmud Torah, Memela, you have to have, you have to say a bracha before all types of Torah. Okay? So, again, there's all different halachim within these other shittos. Halach number one is Rabbeinu Yonah. It's all because the Mikra Shebel. Halach number two, it's like we're focusing on like special elements, right? It's all about the Shevach. Number three, the Rav's Mahalach, that even if the Limud is Embo Maisa, right? The Limud Amanos Lasos makes the entire thing a Maisa, assuming that Birchas HaMitzvah, and Birchas HaMitzvah needs a concrete Maisa Mitzvah. And then number four, you just say, simple, without any fancy Shtickle Torah. Anytime you have a Kiyum of Talmud Torah, you need a Birchas HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah. of Brichas Torah. Yeah. I wasn't able to pin it down. It sounds.
At the beginning, he says that Medrash is like Mikra, and at the end, he says that Talmud Torah is Ikra, and it doesn't say anything about Mishnah.
Yeah.
Why can't that be? Why would you say?
Like at the beginning, Medrash, he says, "Oh, it's Karav LeMikra." That sounds like Rabbeinu Yonah esque. Then by Gemara is Ikra Torah. So again, remember, we saw it in the Ritzva. You could have certain shittos based on, you know, a certain Machayev, and other, I mean, like the Ritzva, the first one was based on the Shavach, the other one was based on the Psukim. So it could be you have something like that in Rashi. Okay, only 15 minutes left. Let's just try to get the next part. So Akkan, we did the types of Torah. Now let's get to the types of Limud HaTorah. And specifically, the first issue we discussed today is the issue of Hear Her. Right? This, right, it's not a type of Torah, but it's the type of Limud HaTorah. How you learn. So the realm question is a Birchas HaTorah required for hearer? So who famously says that Birchas HaTorah is required by hearer? The Gra. Right? The Gra. And what's the Gra's lamdas? It's a Birchas, right, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And since hearer, B'divrei Torah, is a Kiyam in Talmud Torah, says the Gra, of course there should be a Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas HaMitzvah for hearer. So again, the Mahalo, right, so the Gra clearly says that hearer requires the Birchas HaTorah. He explains it along the lines of the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. But could you also understand it along the lines of the Birchas HaShavach approach? Remember the Ramban, right? The Ramban was the OG, as they say, right? It was the original Birchas HaShavach. And what did, if you remember the beginning, how did you formulate why you need to be Mishabeach Hashem when learning Torah? What? What was the lesson? Yeah, why? Because it brings us exactly right. The lesson is the hodienu hamasim haritzuyim lefanav shebehem ninanchel chaya olam haba. You have to thank Hashem for giving us the blueprint of how to live a life. Do you get the blueprint by being mahara b'divrei Torah? Yeah, why not? Right, you be mahara in the concepts. Right. So although the Gra justifies the shita of hearer requiring Birchas HaTorah within the Birchas HaTorah, within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, you can also understand it within the Birchas HaShevach approach if you assume that Birchas HaShevach is as long as the focus on the content of Torah, right, again, we'll get to the Chafta Shalor in a minute, but the focus on the content of Torah is that we're thanking Hashem, thank you for giving us the blueprint of how to maximize our time in this world. So of course, it'd be Maharer, and that also has that Machayev, yeah. It could be as a fundamental machlokes about what the koveya is for. He obviously disagrees with the Rav's Hanacha, right? It sounds like no. You'll have a berachas haTorah. You have a berachas haMitzvah, even by a non-concrete ma'aseh mitzvah.
So he holds the ma'aseh,
or even if it's not.
How do you have
a berachas mitzvah? Why not? Meaning, again, there are many mitzvahs which don't have. And there's a whole, some mitzvahs have berachas mitzvah, some don't, and it's a big machlokes about ones that don't, why not? So the Rav has is going to have a mahalak that, oh, you need a concrete ma'aseh mitzvah. It could be the Gra just disagrees with that. I don't think there's like a Mefurash Gemara that says that. That's the Rav's Hanacha, but the Gra is presumably going to disagree. Yeah. Okay.
When you make conditions like Al Nashani Shani Tzadik, Al Nashani Rasha, and I'm pretty sure over there that Gemara, maybe even Tosos, mentions that like Hashem, like when it comes to the Jewish people to his favorites, to people he favorites, he takes hear her and acts as if it's for good things and not by leaving.
That's leading schar by pashtas. I don't know if that's like a yeah. It's an interesting ha'ara in the realm of a hearer, but that's like a schar. Like when it comes to mitzvos, Hashem even gives us schar for trying to do mitzvos. Hashem came by onshin for averos, he only gives a, you know, only punishes us if we actually go through with it. But that's an interesting ha'ara. But while the Gra says that a hearer, b'divrei Torah, is mechayev b'birchas haTorah, what's the situation where the Gra says, even though you seem to be maharer in divrei Torah, you're still not chayev b'birchas haTorah? The Mishnah Berurah quotes it? Quotes the Gra? If you're about, it says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra as saying,
oh, yeah.
Exactly, if you're, that you're, although you're not allowed to be mahara b'divrei Torah before Christ's Torah, you're allowed to do a mitzvah. Even though, when you're doing the mitzvah, when you're thinking about, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't have to do it this way, you can't do it that way. So says the Gra, although generally when you read mahara b'divrei Torah, require b'rechas Torah, if you're doing a mitzvah, and the hearer is agav the mitzvah, so then you don't require a birchas Torah. And given the gross shita, that any time that you're mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah, you need a birchas Torah, it seems to emerge from this qualification of the Gra, is that when you're being maharer b'divrei Torah, just as a hechsher to do a mitzvah, it sounds like that's not a kiyum in Talmud Torah.
It's this little kibbein.
What?
There's a little
kibbein. Yeah, that sounds. Yeah, if your kavana in the hearer is just to make sure you're doing the mitzvah correctly, that's all part of the mitzvah. That's not a separate kiyum of Talmud Torah. That's what seems. What? That's a machlokes, as we know. It's a question. Sometimes he requires it, sometimes he doesn't. That's not so pashut. Not so pashut. But at least in this context, it sounds like. But in this case, and we'll get to this actually the next video. But here in this case, where you're specifically maharir, not because I'm learning. I'm just it's a heksher. Do the mitzvah. It emerges that this is not a separate kiyum in Talmud Torah. Because again, shitas agra is whenever you are b'mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you need a birchas ha-mitzvah. So again, from here, it seems like in that case, when you're being maharer, just to... What?
It can be an explanation. Why?
Oh, you're saying because mitzvah tzrichos kavana. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm saying it's not so pashut. Because it could be mitzvah in a tzrichos kavana. But it could be that in this case, where you're specifically machaving, that this is to be machshir, my mitzvah, that could be a little different. We'll get to something similar on your base. Yeah,
pichlis. Is that like the shpitz amenas lasos, if you're...
Ah, I hear you, but that's interesting. But again, the way we're explaining Almanas Lasos is that I'm learning because I want to know Dvar Hashem, and I'm willing to put it into practice whenever it comes out. Once you understand Almanas Lasos in those terms, that's a little different. You're not learning; you're doing. So a heksher, just like you need to buy the etrog, so you need to remember what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's just a little. So I think it's just viewed as not an independent limud, but it's rather just a sniff, just a hechsher for the kiyum mitzvah. Oh, a little short on time, so I want to make sure we get into certain things. Who clearly paskins that hearer does not require birchas haTorah? Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch again is mem zayin dalet says hamaharer b'divrei Torah eino tzarech levarach. Right? And what are all the Nosa Kalim, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, what do they say? Why does a hearer b'divrei Torah not require Birchas HaTorah? Because exactly, hearer lav k'dibur dami. And obviously the question is, why for the Shulchan Aruch is dibur the koveh? Right? Okay, hearer lav k'dibur dami. So by, let's say, a mitzvah of Kriya, right? Let's say Kriya Shema. So again, you need a dibur. But like, why is that koveh here? So the way... Right, Yisrael Dovin, how do some people, you know, utilize the Reb Chaim idea here? Right, because Reb Chaim says, so again, we're trying to explain, why don't you require Birchas HaTorah by hearer? So let's go through within the Birchas HaShavach approach, and then within the Birchas HaMitzvah. Within the Birchas HaShavach approach, right, so if you don't take like the Ramban, right, the Ramban is very much content-oriented, so you're getting the content even through a hearer. But if you take like the Reb Chaim idea, Reb Chaim's idea was, right, that when you're engaging the Chetz Shel Torah, then you're mechayev birchas haTorah. K'shem Hashem ekra, if you're engaging in the chetzah shel Torah, then you're mechayev birchas haTorah. So the way some say it is that according to Reb Chaim, we can understand why hearer is not a chetzah, right? And you need something concrete. Right? The idea of k'shem Hashem ekra, you need something concrete, and then you have a concrete chetzah shel Torah, memela, you have a mechayev. But a hearer, which is not concrete, it's amorphous, it's just in your mind, therefore, that's the way to explain why hearer does not require birchas haTorah.
Is that what the Shulchan Aruch is
saying? No, because there is havana by hearer.
And when he says, you need dibur for all of them.
Okay, yeah, but he's not talking about birchas haTorah though. He's just saying generally you should do it through dibur.
Does that make
sense? Meaning. I mean, I don't know if the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, number one. But again, just we're now focusing from the Birchas HaTorah standpoint. So, right, what the question is, why would Birchas HaTorah require dibur and not just hearer? So the way some people explain Reb Chaim is that if you think that the Chefza Shel Torah requires Birchas HaTorah, so maybe you need some concrete Chefza Shel Torah, that's some dibur or ksiva, but just hearer ba'ama is not enough of a concrete Chefza Shel Torah. Fine. Question within Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? Again, as the Gra points out, within Birchas HaMitzvah, you of course hear of a Divrei Torah is a kiyum in Talmud Torah. So what's the beautiful answer to Shev Yaakov? Anyone get to that? Quoted by Rukiv Yeager? You get to it, David? What's the Yisod?
The Pasuk is telling us that we need to work on something that we can teach others.
Beautiful. Right? The Makoros for Talmud Torah are all about Malamed, all about, right? Not just Limud, but Lilamed. So we'll get to that connection in just a moment. So it says the Sheb Yaakov, a beautiful pshat. The fact that all the Makoros, Shinantam Vanecha, Limadatam Asanas Benechem, for Limud HaTorah are all about Lilamed, so only something which has the potential for Lilamed requires a bracha on the Lilamed. So again, beautiful idea. So meaning, so only a chetzah shel Torah, right? Only something like dibur, like siva, which has the potential to fulfill both aspects of Talmud Torah, both the lalamid and the limud, deserves a bracha on the limud. So therefore, says the Shev Yaakov, right? Only siva, right? Obviously, you can hand the book over to someone else. By dibur, you can, right, convey. You can teach through dibur, as we're doing right now, right? So only by dibur and ksiva, which have the potential for lalamid, require a bracha on the limud. But where is this idea? Where do we find this idea that limud and the lalamid are fundamentally connected? Which Rishon has this? The Rambam. The Rambam beautifully counts in one mitzvah yalaf, both lilmud and lilamda, and quotes v'shinantam vanecha, which is both a makor for limud and for lalamid, right? So, and the question was, like, why are they both in the same things? So obviously, the Rambam holds that limud and lalamid are fundamentally connected, and that's a great support for the Shev Yaakov, and therefore only a type of limud Torah, which has the potential for both lalamid and the limud, deserves a birchas Torah. But I'd like to finish with a question, which is, what is the idea? So again, we have Mekoros for it. It's the Rambam. It's called Vishnatam. But what's this idea of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah containing both Limud and Lamed? At first glance, they seem to be very different things. One is teaching others. One is understanding yourself. And in fact, right, the Bahag counts them separately. That makes a lot of sense to count Limud and Lamed. They're very different actions. One is teaching others. One is understanding it yourself. I'll take it a second. Just... what is the idea of the Rambam saying Limud and Lamed are all connected? So I'd like to suggest that if you think that the underlying mechayev of Talmud Torah is becoming part of the Shalshelas HaMesorah, if you understand that the underlying mechayev of Limud HaTorah is being part of the Shalshelas HaMesorah, then you can understand why Limud and Lamed are two sides of the same coin. Once it's all about attaching yourself to that chain, to that link, back to Har Sinai, so then when you're doing Limud, you're attaching yourself to the previous link. But when you're lalamed, what are you doing? You're just adding a link in the other direction. But they're really, once you understand that the Talmud Torah is all about being part of the Shalshelas HaMesorah, from that perspective, Limud and lalamed are really just two sides of the same coin, are all about attaching yourself to the previous links and then, you know, giving over to the further links. And according to that, you can understand why, number one, the Rambam would count Lilmod and Lamed as one mitzvah, and then why the Shev Yaakov would take that Yisod and say only types of Limud HaTorah which have the potential for Lilamed would be part of Birchas HaTorah for even the Limud. Yeah.
People would say, like, the only way you know that you really understand something is by teaching it to other people.
Interesting. So maybe the lamed is like a shear in your leeway. Interesting. Interesting. So you're saying if something is just be hearer to connect it, you're saying like, you can't really test whether your limud is full. Beautiful alternative. We'll stop here. I'll pick up tomorrow.